So whenever I see pictures or videos of the Tulip Time Festival, I always see the street sweeping. What's the background on that?
Dutch Clean is the background on the street scrubbing. On Wednesday, our town crier and mayor announced that the streets are dirty and they need to be cleaned so they can be Dutch clean. And kids and families all scrub the streets. So there's buckets of water and big brooms and brushes, and it's really a fun festivity.
Yeah, it looks like tons of fun. Now, doesn't the governor usually help out with that?
And the governor does. This year is the second year. Governor Snyder will be joining us. He'll be speaking at the Tulip Time Luncheon just prior to the parade, and then he will also scrub the streets with us.
Now, I understand the festival goes back to about 1927. What's the history of the festival? How did it take shape?
In 1927, Lyda Rogers, who was a biology teacher at Holland High School, wanted to beautify Holland, and she suggested to City Council and the Women's Literary Club that they plant tulips. So the first festival actually was in 1929, when 100,000 tulips were purchased from the Netherlands and planted, and they created Tulip Day, where all the children came out with some crafts that they had made, and everyone celebrated the tulip. And the festival has grown over the last 83 years to what it is today. And every year we look for something a little bit different to add to the mix.
What are some of the additional things that you're adding to the mix for this year?
This year we have the family rest area that I had talked about.
Sure.
That's new for us.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at some experiential things. You can come and learn how to paint a modern piece of Delftware.
Okay.
So that's, again, a new thing.
What is Delftware?
Well, Delftware is pottery that's made and painted, typically in blue, with blue paint.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes in all kinds of different sizes. There's candle holders and little jars and canister sets, plates, coffee cups.
Okay.
So you'll be able to paint a glass plate like a piece of Delftware, which will be very fun.
Oh, terrific. Now, you mentioned initially, way back 1927, 100,000 tulips were purchased. Around how many do you think you have these days?
These days, there's 6 million tulips.
Wow.
Planted between the city, some of the local attractions, such as Dutch Village, Feldheer Tulip Gardens. So there's 6 million tulips that you can see in bloom.
So what type of an impact is the early warm weather going to have on the tulips? You have some way to kind of make sure that everything's going to be timed right?
Well, Mother Nature and the warm weather definitely is something we can't control in time. Most all of our tulips are in full bloom at the moment. We plant mostly late variety tulips. There's early, mid, and late. And the late variety tulips, many of those are just beginning to bloom, and they last a good 3 weeks.
Okay.
If we don't have a lot of rain and high winds, there will be tulips left for the festival. But everything bloomed earlier this year than normal.
Well, I look forward to checking out Tulip Time this year, Gwen.
Well, good. We'd love to have you come join us.
Absolutely. This is Paul Jendraziak with Sunday Morning Town Square. We've been joined by Gwen Huerta of Tulip Time Festival. Tulip Time Festival is coming up in Holland, May 5th through 12th. If you'd like to get more information, you can go to tuliptime.com. Thanks so much for joining us, Gwen.
Thank you, Paul.